Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to share something that became clear to me in a conversation with my daughter. One of my daughters is very passionate about, she's passionate about most things actually, but she's very passionate about environmental issues. She's very passionate about political issues. As a lot of kids her age, she's just turned 21, are. And one of the conversations that we had was why is it that so many adults don't seem to care as much as kids her age care? And I thought about it because it's certainly something you can observe cross-generationally. I mean, every new generation thinks the old generation doesn't care. And as best I can see, part of it is distraction and getting caught up and having to make a living and doing all that. But when I hear people talk about it, they go, oh, I tried, I used to care, but it was just, I got exhausted, right? I got this thing, and it's a thing apparently, called compassion fatigue. And compassion fatigue leads to compassion burnout. And it's something that's very common or commonly talked about in the helping professions, is that after 5 years is a typical level for compassion burnout, where helpers get kind of burned out on helping. And it's not necessarily that they stop helping at that point, but kind of the fire's gone. It becomes more and more of a duty and more of a sense of going through the motions and much less passionate, or if it is still passionate, it's always an angry passion that keeps it going. And it's sort of just taken for granted that you're gonna get compassion fatigue. That you've gotta take time for yourself because you're gonna burn out. You gotta take time for yourself because you're gonna exhaust yourself caring. But here's why I titled this episode "The Myth of Compassion Fatigue," because compassion isn't tiring. Compassion, caring for the well-being of other people, is a part of life itself. It's a natural part of our aliveness. Yes, we may feel at times overwhelmed with sadness at the plight of others. Yes, we may be frustrated and angry at what we see as injustices around us in the world. But our care for others is not the bit that tires us out. It's the anger. It's the frustration. It's the sense of hopelessness. It's the discouragement that comes with trying your hardest and not seeing enough bang for your buck, not seeing the needle move commensurate with the effort it feels like you've put in, with the energy it feels like you've put in. And that's what gets so tiring. That's what leads to burnout, not compassion, not caring about the human condition, not caring about the plight of others. That doesn't exhaust anyone. What exhausts us is the hopelessness. And so when I was talking with my daughter, what we talked about is, well, do you have to come at the problems of humanity from a place of anger, from a place of frustration, from a place of push, 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 kind of knowing through the lessons of history and previous generations that that approach has a shelf life? People who come at changing the world from an angry place, from a fired up place, that fire burns them out. Whereas when you find that original care in you, that thing in you that originally made you want to get involved in easing the suffering of your fellow humans, in changing a condition that contributes to the limitations of people's lives, that care fuels you. It doesn't burn you. It's a sweet running fuel that's renewable. And it's not that you'll never get tired. It's not that you won't ever get a little frustrated or a little hopeless or a little discouraged. But if you stick with that feeling of genuine compassion that actually is natural, right? Everybody sort of looks, every species looks out for the young, even of other species, right? There's so many kind of cute YouTube stories of, you know, a raccoon being, a baby raccoon being raised by a bobcat, or I can't actually think of any others I've seen, but if you go on YouTube and go cute cross species, well, no, actually, I don't know what would come up. But the point is, and I do have one, is that when we allow ourselves to feel compassion, to feel compassion for the world, to feel compassion for others, to feel compassion for ourselves, that will never exhaust you. It will keep itself alive. And so if you feel yourself caring too much, if you feel yourself beginning to burn out, the trick isn't to stop caring. It's to find your way back to original care, to the authentic compassion that made you want to get involved in the first place. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.